This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, and it is the 22nd day of January 2011, and today I'm honored to be joined on the line from Chile by Matias Rojas, a 17-year-old Chilean activist who not only has an incredible YouTube channel filled with very important videos translated into Spanish with Spanish subtitles and English speaking, which I will recommend to both my English viewers and to any Spanish-speaking viewers out there, but who has also had the great honor of having confronted globalist Bilderberg extraordinaire kingpin in the flesh, David Rockefeller, in Santiago, Chile, earlier this week in a video that has now been seen hundreds of thousands of times online. Mr. Rojas, it is an honor to have you on the program. Thank you for joining me today.
How are you, Mr. James Colbert?
I am very good, thank you. And I'm very heartened to see this type of activism happening all over the world, and with someone who's only 17 years old, it's incredible to see this type of activism. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with this real information in the real geopolitical paradigm.
Well, my name is Matias Rojas, and I'm 17 years old. I live in the countryside of Chile, close to a big city called Curicó. And I was there in the airport in Santiago de Chile, where the airport is, you know, Pudahuel Airport. I was there to submit some documents, personal documents. So I received this information from a source within the media in Chile that David Rockefeller was coming to take a quick vacation with Agustin Edwards, who is, you know, the biggest magnet in the media in South America. A little bit about the history of Agustin Edwards. He is a descendant of Agustin Edwards McClure, who was president of the League of Nations between 1922 and 1923. So this go back in time, you know, this relationship between the Edwards family and the Rockefeller family. You see that Rockefeller was very involved in first in the creation of the League of Nations, and then when the League of Nations failed, they were creating this United Nations from the Second World War. They always use crisis to create, you know, to build up their new world order. So we were aware that David Rockefeller was coming, and we took that information, and with a friend of mine called Pedro, Pedro Reyes, that I also want to commit for being there, we arrived to the airport at 1 p.m., and according to this information, David Rockefeller was coming in a commercial plane. I didn't believe it at the beginning, because I thought that maybe my source, who has another source, he was wrong, and they have a feed into some disinformation. But indeed, it happened. And we were running around like at 1 p.m. in the airport and trying to catch him, catch Rockefeller. And we lost a lot of hope. We asked people, where does a famous person comes out of the airport from some special door, some special entrance, something like that. But no one knew. Then we turned around to leave the place, and we were losing all hope, you know, and he was there. Suddenly he appeared in front of us, leaving the, you know, the big building and entering to this car where Agustin Edwards was. It was a little time frame since he left the building of the airport, like 60 seconds, and he entered to the car. So it was like a miracle for me. He was in front of us, so I took my camera and I confronted him. It was a lot of adrenaline, you know. I was even more freaked out when he started to laugh when I told him to leave Chile, and I told him that he was a killer of a lot of people. Then I found out that Agustin Edwards was there personally to pick him up in the car, who was there, you know, personally to pick him up.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. And so just to get this straight, he was flying in on a commercial jet. It wasn't a private jet?
Nope. That's, it was a commercial plane, apparently.
That is incredible. Yeah. Who would have thought something like that? And of course, we would all think that he'd be coming out of some special door and getting some special access, but to just see him there in the flesh, it must be quite an incredible experience.
Previously, in 2001 and 2009, when it was reported by the alternative media, by a journalist called Miguel Paz, that he was going to be here in Chile, he came in. He apparently came, and according to my source, in previous times, he always came to Chile in a private plane. But this time it was very different.
Very strange, very interesting, and it's a great coincidence and a great opportunity to do something like this. So for people out there who don't understand Rockefeller and his role in the New World Order, why don't you tell people why it's so important that we do confront people like this in every opportunity we have?
Well, I always quote his famous memoirs in the page 405. Where he talks about this populist paranoia, and he admits that he wants, many people accuse him of being, an internationalist, of trying to create a one world, a world government, and he admits that he wants to create that. He's part of the secret cabal, and he admits that he stands guilty about that charge and that he is very proud of it. So I tell to the media this. And they put that reference in all, in the interviews and some of the things that are coming out here in the media, in the mainstream media. Even Chile, even CNN Chile covered, my confrontation with Rockefeller. So that's also what I wanted to do. No one even knew that Rockefeller was coming to Chile, and now everyone knows. Everyone is asking, why isn't this is not reported, here in Chile? Why is this media magnate called Agustin Edwards meeting with David Rockefeller, and no one says anything?
Absolutely. It's very interesting, and it's great that a citizen journalist, a 17-year-old with a camera, can go out there and bring this to the attention of the international media and thrust this into the spotlight. So once again, my hat's off to you for doing that. So tell us a little bit about Chile and Chile's role in this New World Order and how the Rockefellers and others have affected that area.
Yeah, well, here we have the Council of Americas, who has arrived from the Trilateral Commission. It was created by David Rockefeller, and it's like an arm of all of this globalist group, like the Council on Foreign Relations. But we have one here in Latin America that coordinates a lot of things. At least presidents here in Chile from the past, like Patricio Elwin, who gave Rockefeller a reward with the Order of Bernardo O'Higgins, I think, for cooperating between nations to destroy the kind of economic borders between nations of Latin America, something like that. It was very Ricardo Lagos, who was also president of Chile, meet a lot of times with Rockefeller, and Rockefeller also give him rewards for being part of this process of giving out more of the sovereignty of Chile and the whole, continent, economically speaking, with this free trade agreements and all of that. So Rockefeller has strong connections with both of the sides of the political spectrum. Many people say that I was a communist because I confronted Rockefeller, who was also involved in the dictatorship, who was like right-wing here in Chile. And they say that I am left-wing because I'm against that. But I say to that people that Rockefeller also praised Mao Zedong, who was a communist dictator in China. He went to Cuba and he met Fidel Castro, and he said, well, it was a wonderful system there. So these people always control both sides of the political spectrum, and tells us that we have to choose one of both sides just to distract people.
That is such an important point, and you just articulated it so well. And I think there are many people out there who have lived 60 or more years on this earth and still don't get that fundamental point. So it's just great to see that awareness is spreading out there, because that is the paradigm through which we are controlled. And once we break out of that paradigm, we break out of that control. So it's great to see that. And I understand that that's happening more and more in Chile, and more people are waking up to this information.
Well, last year we had this hysteria about the swine flu, and a lot of people woke up. Like 80% of the people didn't took the H1N1 flu shot, because a little child in Talca, who's a city in the south of Chile, went paralyzed because of taking the flu shot. Guillain-Barré was the syndrome that he had. This children's name is Max, and he was put in the news, and people were aware, are now more aware when it comes to putting a vaccine in the chest.
Excellent. And finally, briefly, I understand you have some information about some very important people who are moving to Argentina and Chile and South America in general right now.
Well, yeah, here we have the case of Douglas Tompkins and a lot of other cases like Henry Paulson, who bought a lot of land in Tierra del Fuego, or in Argentina, Ted Turner and other environmentalists, so-called environmentalists that believe that the world is overpopulated, but they buy up these lands, big lands, and say that, you know, no one can enter there. They have this philosophy, and it goes back also to UNESCO, because Douglas Tompkins, who is a big environmentalist here, he has 2 million acres here in Chile, both in Chile and Argentina. He wants to give out these lands to UNESCO so no one can touch it. You know, and he, Douglas Tompkins, has a lot of lands here in Chile, and he cut the country in two. He do not allow a road between Puerto Montt, who is a city, and Chaitén. There are a lot of problems there. And his lawyer, who's Pedro Pablo Gutierrez, in 2001, he admitted in a paper that he received money to buy that land. They received money from the Rockefeller Foundation and the Ford Foundation through grants. So there's a lot of interest in creating, you know, this Eden in the south of Chile, in the south of Argentina, to keep it to the elites, only to the elites, like a refuge when this big collapse happened, the economic collapse that we are seeing happening all over the world.
Right, exactly. The rats are fleeing the sinking ship of America, and they're trying to flee to the economies of the countries that they've ravaged in the past, where they think they'll be safely ensconced. But more and more people are waking up to their tricks and are confronting them when they see them. And that's, again, another incredible thing about this video and what it represents. So
happy. Yes, that's an example that they don't have any place to run away.
Exactly. And that's so important for them to realize psychologically, because really the mass of humanity is waking up to the control system that really does exist, and that free humanity has to stand up against. And that's why I'm so heartened to see this video and all the activism that's flowering as a result of this, and I'm sure it will continue to echo on into the future. So thank you so much for joining us today. We're just out of time, but very quickly tell people about your YouTube site.
Well, my YouTube site is youtube.com/NWNoticias. That's spelled NWNOTIACIAS, Noticias. That's news in English, not NW Noticias. You can find a lot of videos, translated videos and videos done by myself. I even have a documentary covering a failed false flag operation here in Chile.
Excellent. Well, again, we don't have time to get into that now, but I hope you will come back on in the future so we can talk more about that and all the excellent work you're doing. So, Matias Rojas, thank you so much for joining us today on the Corbett Report.
Thank you, James.